Okay, today is Daf Chav Dalad. We are on Daf Chav Dalad. We are 15 lines down where it says, Rebbe Eliezer lo chayish l'revia. It sounds like Rebbe Eliezer yesterday said that the reason why you can't buy a cow, a paraduma, from a guy, had nothing to do with revia, nothing to do with that. It's a special issue. The pasuk said vayikku, so it has to be only bought from a Jew. That's true. Is that really what he means? Va'tanya amru lo Rebbe Eliezer. They told Rebbe Eliezer once. Ma'aseh, there was a story. V'lochem and ovdei kochavim. They once bought it from a guy. V'dama shmo. Rashi said this is dama ben Asina. V'amru le la remetz shmo, and they said his name was Remetz. What do you see? You can buy from a guy. It's mutter. Amalehen Rebbe Lazar. Misham raya. That's not a raya. Yisrael hayim mishamrin oso misha shenolda. The Jew was watching it from the moment it was born to make sure nothing happened to it. So it was a kosher animal in all ways, and therefore you could buy it from such a person. What? Yeah, they watched the paraduma the minute it was born. Right, the minute they saw it was a paraduma, right away they sent over someone over there, watched it to make sure, A, no one ever did anything to it improper, and B, no one ever worked it. Then it's okay. Then it's not a problem.
So what, this was a different kind of paraduma?
What?
They say his name is Ramaz.
So, no, but the point, here's the kasha. The kasha is, if that's true, then Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold from this issue of kicha, that the Torah says you have to buy it from a Jew. They sent over a guy to watch it.
Right.
So what do you see? If there's no issue of revia, then it's not a problem. Not a problem at all. So that's Akasha. So the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Eliezer, Tarti Islay. He had two issues. Number one, kicha. How are you going to get out of that issue? Just because he sent a Jew down there to watch it. How are you going to get out of that issue? Number one, kicha. And number two, v'chayish nami l'revia. And it was also choshish for that, which is why he sent somebody. They have to make some kind of shtick, how to buy it, that you don't violate this issue. Right? But then he sent someone else down, because he was talking chayish for revia. Amar Mar. Then we just said, Yisrael, listen to this Gemara today. Yisrael, ha'yu mishamer mosa, misha shenolda. Somebody would watch it the moment it was born. The moment it was born, somebody would watch it. Right? So, v'nechush, one second. That helps. This paraduma was safe, because I watched it the minute it was born. V'nechush, let's be afraid. Dilma revoi la'ima, ki have ma'abra. Maybe the mother did something, maybe the mother had some affair while she was pregnant with the paraduma. So what? That's a big issue. Because you know why? Dama Rava, Vlad Hanogachas. If a pregnant cow damages somebody, right? It's considered as if Osir who Vladanagachas Osir, it's Osir for what? To bring us a carbon. Why? He who Vladanagcho, it and its child is considered as if they damaged it and its child. Why? It's part of the mother. Vlad Nirvas. If a pregnant cow has some kind of act done to it, and it's pregnant, he vlad the nirvo, because it and its animal, it and its baby, are considered part of that maisa. You hear? Asks Tosfos, so say the following. If the mother, to put a yoke on the mother, then the baby can't be a paraduma. Why? Because the yoke was put on it and the baby. Why not? We say the same thing with the other two. Ask Tosfos, in the little Tosfos, V'nechash, Dilma, L'Rav Alima, Hadal Oparach. We don't ask that question. Dilma, maybe, Allah, all Alima. Maybe somebody put a yoke on the mother. And if somebody put a yoke on the mother, the baby can't be a paraduma, because it's as if it was put on the baby as well. Let's get on tight. Let's say that. Alima, V'hi, Ima, V'nasu, all. And the mother carried the yoke, and then the baby also carried the yoke. So the paraduma now can't be a paraduma, carried the yoke. No, it can't be right. The imkain, if so, lo ashkechan para shalo ola ol alima. You'll never have a paraduma. Why?
Because all of them carry.
Why? Says Tosfos, you're not going to like this. Ditnan, Ola ola zachar psula. How did the cow get pregnant? The cow got pregnant because she was with a male. So at that instant of pregnancy, that's considered being on top of her. That's considered like an ol, a male mount to her. So you're never going to have a baby. It's going to never be a part of our... It's not possible. Now, what about... Forget that issue. So you're always going to have... the mother always had an ol.
That's right.
Always. Right? What if... Can you avoid that issue? How do you get around that?
How are you going to get around
that? What? Artificial insemination. Yeah. Then somebody went ahead and put an actual yolk on the mother. Would that possible a baby? Maybe, yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Sounds like yes.
Sounds like yes, right? Fascinating. Tosfos.
How in the world do you anticipate
that the baby... Wait till your question. Your question is going to be a question now that's going to be very hard to answer. Now, okay? So, how do we get around that problem? The problem is... That not only do you have to worry about the baby when it's born, even when it's not born, it's problems, right? Because if the baby was a somebody violated the mother, the baby can't be a bar aduma.
Right.
So the Gemara says you're right. Ema ima yisrael hayu misharmanosa mishas shenotzra. No, the mother was watched the minute the mother got pregnant. You hear this?
But if she's pregnant already, then then. They copulated already.
No, that's okay.
That Tosfos says that's okay. That's fine.
So at what point does it become unfine?
If after the mother's pregnant, now somebody came and violated the mother.
After the...
A human being.
Right. So it's considered as if the baby also had that problem.
Yeah.
So therefore, you watch the baby the minute it's conceived.
So how do they know that...
How do they know it's a paraduma? I don't know an answer to that question.
Yeah, it's not really conceived for several days.
What? Well, then Tosfos' answer doesn't make sense either, right? Doesn't make sense either, right? You have to, I don't know what you're going to say to that.
We said before that the chashash of Mirba doesn't apply to their own animals. The goy.
Right. Oh, so he's saying that no, but the question is an ol. It's an ol. It's an ol. So when the father comes on the mother, that's when it's considered an ol. So why isn't it possible the baby?
Going back to Revi'ah.
Yeah.
That doesn't apply.
No, that's not. We're not talking about Revi'ah. We're talking about ol. Tosfos said the Gemara said two things: if it damages someone, or if it has Revi'ah, the mother and is pregnant, it's a problem for the baby. So Tosfos asked, what about the yolk also?
Right.
What about that? What's that? Why isn't that a problem? Tosfos says no, because the father came to on the mother. Not improper. How's the cow going to get pregnant? It gets pregnant from a male, from an ox, right? From a male cow, gets pregnant.
You know, because you're transferring the problem to the mother now, which is fine on earth, but it doesn't say the yolk problem is on the mother.
The Tosfos' question was why not? Why not? Because if the mother has a, if somebody violates the mother,
yeah,
right? If a man, human being comes and wants to have a relation with the mother,
yeah,
it's a problem on the baby.
Because that's
what? Because it's considered. Because it's considered.
On the baby. It doesn't
right.
say anything about the mother.
I know, but it doesn't say that the mother can't have an affair either.
It does.
No, it doesn't. Because it's considered the baby also did it.
No, considered a negative to the.
To both.
Correct.
To both. So why isn't a yoke a negative to both? I put the yoke on the mother, the baby's inside. So it doesn't give that answer.
I said that.
He gave a funny answer about the husband, the father coming and announcing. Right?
It's not an expression what yoke is either.
Now it's work. No, yoke means anything.
No, from Tosfos' answers, you're transferring on the thing.
Right.
But it's not what it is.
No, Tosfos is actually saying that the yoke has to be excluded from the mother, otherwise it would not be paraduma.
Correct. Now,
which by the way, you'll never know the event.
Correct. Now it's saying that right. since we're afraid of the other two issues, goring and Revi'ah, you have to watch the baby the minute the mother got conceived.
Right.
The minute the baby got conceived, not when it got born, because if taka, if somebody goes on that mother, it's going to taka possible with paraduma. As the Gemara just said.
Right.
How do you know you have a paraduma inside? I don't know.
The
Gemara's not going to explain it so well.
So every time it conceives, you have to watch
it? If you think you have a paraduma in there. Yes. Nevenechosh, Dilma, Rava Leima Meikara. Well, maybe somebody had an affair with the mother before it got pregnant. Is that a problem? Is that a problem? Ditnan, kol hapsulin legavi hamizbeach, any animal possible to go on the mizbeach, vladosei and mutarin, the child's okay. Vitani Allah, Rabbi Loza Oser. Well, it's not okay. Ha nicha l'rava. Dama l'rava am Rav Nachman. Now, there's a machlokas there between Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer. What's that machlokas about? So Rava said the machlokas are the following. Ha nicha l'rava. According to Rava, it's not going to be a problem. Dama l'rava am Rav Nachman. Machlokas kishinirvu kishayin bukdashin. That's when you violated the animal after it was already a carbon. It was already a carbon. I makdash it dedicated, exactly. Aval kishayin chulin. The animal's running around being a chulin animal, and then someone did that to the animal, divya kol, mutter. Everyone says mutter. You don't have to be the far-fetched. It's, how far,
I mean, the whole social history of this character.
Exactly. El Rav Huna bar Chinina Amar Rav Nachman Machlokis Kishenirvu Kishen Chulin. No, the Machlokis is, but it was a chulin animal. Aval Kishen Rukdashin, but if it was a kosher animal, it was already designated divya kol asurin. Everyone holds it asur. Michael, what are you going to say? Right. In other words, you have to watch what kind of animal you donated to the base of Mikdash, right?
You need the resume of the animal.
Exactly. And therefore, according to this, Rabbi Eliezer would passel an animal if it was even pre-cut hektish animal. So then how do you ever make sure?
Right.
Ema, listen to this answer. Yisrael ha-mushamrenosa le'ima mishaf shenotzva. No, you watch the mother from the minute the mother got conceived.
Yeah, the mother got conceived.
Yes.
That's a little far-fetched.
A little far-fetched.
Why don't you go back three generations?
Vnecha Dilma Rival. Why don't you go back three generations? The answer is Kule Hai Lo Chashinon. Now that far we're not choshesh. To go back three generations, that we're not choshesh. That's the Gemara's answer. Yeah.
Mother of the paradum.
The grandmother.
Exactly. Not the grandmother, just the mother. Yeah, not easy, right? So how do you know you have a paradum? So the Mar is sort of going to ask that question. Amar Mar, we just said, Yisrael ha-mushamrenosa misho shenotra. You have to watch the mother, the minute the mother got conceived. Uminaya dinan, how do you know it's a paraduma there? How do you know? So Amar of Kahana, Kos Adom Mavirin Leponeha Bisha Sha'ola Ale Zachar. They gave the mother some red drink. They gave the mother a red drink.
They passed
it in front of the mother a red drink at the time the male mounted it, so that it should have red. Right, Yaakov Avinu did the same thing. So then it should have red children. So if that's true, so then am I dummy current? So why is it so expensive? There should be a billion baradumas running around. If that's the case, so the Gemara answers, you're right. Hoel v'shtei sa'iros pasulos ba, because two hairs pasul, two hairs of another color pasul paraduma. Yeah, it'll be reddish. To be totally red, very rare. Okay.
So every breeder is hiring a mashgiach to watch his pregnant.
Yeah. All he was raised by non-Jew.
What I'm saying, to hire someone to watch.
Yeah.
To hold the
window. So I'm not 100% sure what the next question is. Umayshna did who? Did who? So why was Dom and Benesina different? What does that mean exactly? How do they explain that question? Why was he Zocha to have...
It doesn't make sense. If you already found the Paraduma that needs somebody to go watch, just go there and buy it.
No, you're afraid that maybe the mother...
No. They say the Jewish guy to watch the thing so he doesn't get the guy's so winning. It's a paraduma there. You don't send a mashgiach, you go there and you buy it.
Okay, and a chanami. And a chanami.
But they say they would send a Jewish person to watch for what?
I'll tell you something. When the guy sees it's born, this animal was born, that won't be anywhere near this animal.
Correct.
That's right.
And he wouldn't sell it right away, because why would he keep in his possession?
Correct. Right, so what does it mean, Maishna did who? What does that mean exactly? Why was Dom and Benesina different? What does that mean? How do they explain that question?
So why can the Jews do that?
What?
Why
can't the Jew do what?
Same thing.
Right. So that's it. Why? How come Dom and Benesina was zochet to have a paraduma? We answered that question already. Because he did keep it of aim.
Right.
So I'm not sure what the question is.
Why they do this thing with the watching and everything else, and with the cup of coloring with various ovidim of chavim like.
Because they didn't know what was going to happen.
That's the question. That's what it's asking.
That's what he's asking?
Why did
I don't understand the question.
Do this thing with the red cup before a Jewish...
That's the question?
We probably do also.
So the answer is because Don Ben Sina was rewarded because of Kibbutz Avim. I don't understand the question.
Yeah, exactly. How do you know that there's going to be a Paraduma?
They didn't know.
No, but the Gemara is going to answer that.
The Gemara answers, Amar of Kana bin Muchzekes.
Right.
The question doesn't make any sense. the question he's asking is, if the Talmid Chachamim had the ability to make red cows...
What do you have to go bother a Goyim for?
Yeah, right.
Right, so, but we said it was a payment for his Kibbutz Avim. So I don't understand what the question is. What?
Because
the Gemara just asked that. The Gemara said that, why is it so expensive? Because it's still super rare. But then what's the question now?
How do you know
now?
You need to wash the mother?
What?
How do you know you need to wash the mother? The answer is...
That's not the question.
That's not the question.
No. They didn't wash the mother at Don Ben Sina.
Right.
It was a freak thing that happened.
There could be any cow that could have that. But the thing is, it's muchzak to produce a red cow.
So Amar of Kahana, b'muchzakes. They had a track record over there.
Yeah. Having red...
They had a track record.
It was a breeder.
Right. So I'm not sure what the question was. I'm not sure what the answer was. Because if you had a track record, then why was he... Then that's not okay. I don't know. That's it. Okay, next. Yosef, Ravami, Rav Yitzchak, Nafcha.
That sort of really makes zero sense because they didn't even go to him because of the red cap. They went over him because of the stone.
Exactly. And then as Hashem rewarded him.
As a reward,
he had, look at this, a paraduma out of the blue.
Also,
now he's saying, no, it wasn't out of the blue. He was a breeder.
Exactly. This also happened to him in the verse.
Right? So I'm not sure I understand that.
So the whole story doesn't hold water.
Why?
Because people bring the cup and then
So the Gemara asked that question. So the Gemara said to have all pure is very rare. Okay, next. Yosef Rav Yitzchak Ravami, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Iklad Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, came over there. Pasach Chad Minay over Amar, V'chein Hoi Rav Elezer posted B'cholak Abonos Kulam. Rabbi Eliezer said you can't buy any animal from a goy, not even a paraduma, any animal you can't buy from a goy. Pasach idich minayu v'amar. One second. So one of them said, "What do you mean? What do you mean? What is my usivu lechavir lebelazer? What's the belazer going to answer back when they ask him the following? It says, "Kol tzon kedar, all the sheep of Kedar, which is Arabia, yikbitzu lecha. They're going to gather for you in the end of days, and you're going to use all these animals. How could you use all these animals? They belong to goyim. What's he going to do with this pasach Rabbi Eliezer? Amalahendra belazer. No, you know what's going to happen? Kulam gerim gorim heim laasid lavo. They're all going to become gerim. So they're all going to be Jews. Now, does it mean they're actually going to become gerim or they're going to become self-gerim? It doesn't matter. Either way, they're not going to do anything improper. So then they're okay. So even Rabbi Eliezer would agree. At the end of days, he would agree, Makel, you can buy from the goyim. Why? Because they're all going to become Jews anyway. Maybe not officially Jews, but at least nice, not going to, no more anti-Semitism, no more, they're going to become something Jews. So it's okay. Then it's okay. I'll Makel over that. As Yishai is talking about in the future, I have no problem with that. Right now, that doesn't apply. So, Amar Yosef, Mikra, what's the pasuk that says that? That's going to happen. It says, Ki oz epoch el amim safa brura. Everybody's going to become one language, one people. Amalei Abaya, maybe that means, V'dilma, Be'vodas kochavim hu dahar debuhu. Maybe they're just not going to worship idols. But who said they're going to become, right away, come Jews? So Amar Lehi Rav Yosef Leivdu Shechem Echad Ksiv. No, it says they're going to become one Shechem, one group, one nation, one religion, whatever you want to call that, one idea. So it's much more than just throwing away the idols. Much more than that.
Why are the guy not to worry about
Rivia? Exactly, you're not going to worry about it because they're not going to do it because it's not mutter.
The lion will be lying down with the lamb.
Right.
But not getting up to anything.
Rav Papa Mas Nihachi, Rav Zvid Mas Nihachi. Rav Papa learned it like that. Rav Zvid learned the exact same thing. V'tavayo amru v'chein ha'ayir belezer posel b'chol ha'kabanos. They both said their belezer is going to passel all kabanos. V'tavayo amru, and they both said, my osivu l'chavri l'r belezer. What is the belezer going to answer back when they say to him, kol tzon kedar yikibzul l'cha? All the tzon of kedar are going to be gathered to use for the mizbeach. Same answer. Amru belezer, kulam geirim garim heim lazid lavo. They're all going to become geirim. Mikra, what's the pasuk? Same pasuk. Yozeh epoch el amim safar brua likra kula b'shem Hashem. They're all going to call b'shem Hashem. Maske floor of Yosef fildil ma'meva v'rus kachav hu dehajbu. Maybe they're just not going to be goyim anymore. Not going to worship idols. Who said they're going to be Jews? You know, coming to Minyan 3 times a day. Who said that? Amalei Abaya la'arvu shechem echad ktiv. It says shechem echad one religion. So they're all going to become Jews. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to use their animals. Meisvei, 1 second. V'yomer Moshe said to Paro. Not only are we leaving Mitzrayim when we say, not only are we doing that, gam ata titen biyadenu zvachim v'olos. Even you're going to give us animals for karbanos. Second Moshe Rabbeinu say that. Rabbi Elazar says, you're not allowed to do that.
Right.
So Gemara says, kod de matan Torah shiny. Before matan Torah is different. Okay? Tashma.
Did they use these animals after matan Torah? Like, was it,
I don't,
it was only 7 weeks later. They didn't use all these animals after.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. So, it says that when Yisro showed up, let's read Parsha, V'yigach Yisro, Chosein Moshe, Ola, Uzvachim, Lelo Kim. That Yisro brought Karbanos to Hashem. So how can he do that? He's a guy, wasn't a Jew yet. So the Gemara says, Yisro Nami Kod Matan Torah. That was also before Matan Torah. Ha, Nichal Matan Torah, Yisro Kod Matan Torah. That only makes sense if you say Yisro came before Matan Torah. El Lamanda Omar, Yisro Lachar Matan Torah Havi. If Yisro came after Matan Torah, right? Ma'ikal Lamemar. What are you going to say? Ella, the answer is Yisro Yisrael Zavan. Yeah, he didn't bring his own animals. He bought from the Jew. You're right. He bought from the Jews, and therefore he paid money. He bought animals from the Jew. That's okay. So Tosa says on top, 1 minute, Im Tomar, Im Cain, see, if Yisro came after Matan Torah, by the way, think about this for a minute. If that's true, then Moshe Rabbeinu's children missed Matan Torah.
And
Kriyas Yamsuf.
Right.
Forget Kriyas Yamsuf. So there's Mr. Mir, so what? They missed Matan Torah. They missed Matan Torah. Yosef's, Moshe Rabbeinu's children did not see Matan Torah. The only three Jews in the world that missed it. Amazing thing to say that. Anyway, so Moshe, Tosso says, 1 second, Im Kei Tzipora, Eishes Moshe, Loba. She wasn't there. Ella, Lacha Matan Torah. V'tikshi. So 1 second, Ahal Darminu B'perak Aval Yivim, though it says in Yivamis, that Gimel Dvarim Osa Moshe Midaito. He did 3 things, Moshe. V'hiskim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yado. And Hashem said, oh, that's a good idea. G'chashiv, and one of them is, Perish Min Isha. He said everyone should separate from their wife before Matan Torah. Eshkoyach, he said that. His wife's in Midyan. Right? Mike Amar, Halo Hayai Shun Tzipor Imo. She wasn't there. No, he told Klai Yisrael for 3 days before, okay. Be Porish. So he was, his wife wasn't there. So for him to say that, of course, it's very easy for him to say that.
But the Porish is talking about the Tosis when in general he was.
No. V'yesh Lomar, Tosis answers, Shakarash Baruch Hu Natsan Lev Liprosh Min Isha. Hashem gave him somehow like the as if she was there, and then he was able to still say, okay, let's separate, guys. Right? That's what he says. Then he says like this. Then he goes into a whole discussion. If you hold Yisrael came before Matan Torah, then the Gemara says somewhere else, right? Ulamanda Amar Kod Matan Torah Ba Kasha. If you hold Yisrael showed up before Matan Torah, it's a Kasha, because it says that they were judging the whole day. Right. So what were they judging? There was no Torah. Right? And Yisrael said to Moshe, it's going to wear you out. So if you hold, it was the day after Matan Torah, makes sense. Everyone had Chilas. But if it's before Matan Torah, what Chilas? No Matan, there's no Torah. Well, why is he going to get worn out?
Maybe an anticipation.
Right, exactly.
Wasn't that one of the things they know to set up courts? So they have
not where what?
But what are they deciding already?
What have they had courts for?
So much? So Tosas answers that no, even if you hold that came before, even if you hold that Yisro came after Matan Torah, that story happened after Matan Torah. Why is it out of order then? Then it's not in order? So Tosas says, because we deal all with Yisro's stories at one time. Because it's the only parsha that really has Yisro in it. So we deal with them all at one time. That's what Tosfos says. Then Tosfos says on the bottom, Ulamanda Amar La'acha Matan Torah Ba, if you hold it came after Matan Torah, so then it's not out of order, then Ksas Kasha, Lama Nichtav Parsha Zulakan. Then why is Yisro before, why is that before Matan Torah? If he showed up after Matan Torah, why is it Yisro, why does the Torah, the parsha of Yisro start off with Yisro coming when that happened after Matan Torah, which is at the end of the parsha? I know, but why? Why would it be out of order? Why would it be out of order? Tosfos gives an unbelievable answer. He says, "Tzarach lomar delafi shesiper b'bias amalek shahar liyisrael rishona." First, talk about amalek. V'achar v'umesaper nami ma'isa yisro shehetiv liyisrael rishona me'etsa chashuva shenasna lahem. Because he gave them advice. What kind of advice did he give them? Oh, I didn't realize what that was. He gave Moshe advice. No, I think it means he gave Pyro advice. No? Didn't he give Pyro advice? Right?
He gave a man away from Pyro.
What?
He gave a man away from Pyro.
Exactly. No, so he says like this. Since Amalek was the first one that did a bad thing after Yetzias Mitzrayim, right away we tell Yisro the good thing that was done after Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's that? Yisro's advice to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ein Echadami, it happened after Parshas, after the Aseret Dibros. Why is it written first? To contrast Amalek and Yisro. Okay. Next. Toshma. Vayomer Shol Me Amaleki Havium Asher Chomal Ha'om Al Meta Vatzon Vabakar L'man Zvach Hashem Alokecha. So it said that what happened was Shaul didn't kill all the Amalekim. He left Agag alive, and he also left the sheep alive. What did he leave the sheep alive for? Because they were going to use it for korbanos. Right. I goyim. So what was he thinking? So the Gemara says, no, my meitav. It didn't mean to use them for korbanos. It meant demei meitav. It meant money. We'll sell them to some other goyim, and then we'll use the money and we'll buy korbanos. That's what it meant. Maishna Meta. What?
Who are they going to buy it from?
From the other Jews. No, Shaul HaMelech.
Shaul
HaMelech. He let the sheep live. Sorry. What did he let them live for? Korbanos. They belong to Goyim. No, they were going to sell it and use the money and buy Korbanos. So then Maishna Meitav. Why Meitav? Kihei, why has to be the best? Let's sell the sheep. No, Kihei, Delikvot Alej, Zivina. They wanted to find buyers. So if you sell good stuff, people buy good stuff, right? Tashma, the Yomer Aravna El David, Aravna, the one who sold David HaMelech, the spot of the Beis HaMikdash, said to David, Yikach V'yal Adoni HaMelech, Hato Be'enav, Ra Bakar La'olav HaMurigim, Ukle HaBakar La'etim. He's going to use all his animals for korbanos. So Aravna's not a Jew. He's a Yavusi. So Amar V'Nachman, Aravna Ger Toshav Haya. He was a Ger Toshav. So he had the dedim of a Ger Toshav. That already is somebody who's not going to engage in this kind of conduct. You can trust him, and therefore you can use his animals. My morigim, what does morigim mean? Amar ula, mita shel turvil. My mita shel turvil, what's that? Is iza, it's a iza de korkisa de daishan. It's some kind of board, a thick board, that had holes in it, deep holes, and they use that to thresh the tvua. Some kind of tool for the farm. Okay? Amr of Yosef, Mikra, how do you know that's what it means? So there's a pasuk. Hine samticha lemoreg charutz chadash b'bal pipios tidosh harim v'tidog v'givos kimots tasim. Okay? Fine. Now, next question is, Meisvei. When the Pelishtim stole the Aron HaKodesh, at some point they returned it. Right? It wasn't working out for them. They gave it back. So it says in the pasuk over there that the Es HaParos Halu Olo Lashem, and the cows that drove the wagon that carried the Aron, they brought those cows as korbanos. How could they do that? It belonged to the Pelishtim. How could they do that? So Harasha Haisa. You're right, Aharosha. Hashem said it's okay. Hashem told Shmuel, don't worry about it. You can bring those animals. What? Doesn't say urgent. Doesn't say
urgent.
Right. Right?
Harosha is an exception.
Harosha means an exception. What's the reason for the exception? That's a fair question. So, Hachinah Mestabra. It must be that's true. Dilo te mahachi. Ola in the cave of Miyika? Can you bring an Ola as a female? Cow? No such thing. My kushya, what do you mean? Dilma b'bomas yachid. Maybe he was in a bomas yachid. There's no basic mikdash now. Uki d'ravada barava. D'amravada barava. Menayin la'ola n'keva. Shikshir b'bomas yachid. No, female ola is kosher in a bomas yachid. Shenemar. V'yikach Shmuel tle chelev echad. V'yaleu ola. V'yaleu ola. So, anyway. So, first of all, v'yaleu zachar mashma. That word mashna was a male. So Amar Yitzchak, Yitzchak said, Vayaleha ksiv. Vayaleha ksiv. So you see, it was a female. And how could you bring a female? The answer is, it was a Rasha. So too, it was a Rasha.
It says here it's a female, too.
Okay. Excellent. Now, we said before that you're allowed to buy animals from a guy, because even a guy won't do anything to an animal because it ruins them. Right? It ruins the animals. Even a guy stays away from this. So it's not, the whole thing's not an issue. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said two days ago. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. So Rabbi Yochanan says now, Gvul Yeshla. Not so simple. Gvul Yeshla means there's a boundary here. Not so simple. Pchusu Bas Shaloshanim. If it's younger than 3 years old, Ne'akeres. It's going to get ruined. It's never going to be able to have children. And therefore, if it's under 3 years old, no guy will do it, because they're not going to ruin their animal. Bas gimel shanim ein nekeres. If it's older three, then it won't ruin the animal, and then maybe there's a chashash, right? Then maybe there's a chashash, depending on the age. If it's under three, they'll never do it, because it'll ruin the animal. Over three, they might. Not going to ruin the animal, so why won't they do it? They're depraved. So Eisvei, so 1 second. Eisvei kol hani tiyufta. So we asked on that every question we asked, the same questions that we just asked, all these questions. How could it be? How could Yisro? And how could this one? How could that one? Aravna, all these questions. Shani la p'chusim ibas gimel shanim. And the answer was, it was younger than three. So the guy's not going to touch it. The guy's not going to do anything. Yisro and Aravna and the by Shmuel, all these questions. Right? The answer was, it's younger than three, so the guy themselves won't touch it. They, as much as they're depraved, they care about their pocketbook, they're not going to do anything. Exactly. No, they're just not stupid about money. Right? So they know that they have a taiva to do it, but it's going to ruin the animal. They're not going to have children from the animal. They can't breed the animal. They're not going to do it. So Toshma. So 1 second. What about this one? Vesaparos ha'olu olo Hashem. What about the cows that carried the Aron? The Gemara answers, P'chus ribas, shalosham. No, it was younger than three. So the Tosas, no, we didn't say that. Tosas Chachmi Angela asked, we just said in one line above, that any time we asked all these questions, and we gave the same answer, it was younger than three. And the Gemara says, what about those cows? Oh, it was younger than three. We have to specify that question for. He leaves the Pitzarachin, doesn't know what the Gemara do that for. We just said every question we asked, and the answer was, it was under three. So it's under three. So where did Yisro get animals from? It was under three. Nope, no issue. Where did this one get animals from? Under three. Some of the Gemara asked, and where did they get the animals? What they had about those animals, those cows? Oh, it was under three. Okay, we just said every single question. So why did you specify that one? Maskifla Ravuna Breder of Nathan, Im Cain, if that's true, if that's true, that what? That the animals that were brought, that schlepped the Aron from the Pelishtim, was under three, and therefore they could bring them as karbonos, because there's no chashash, the guy touched them, right? Then hainu, ves b'neim, kalu, babayis, right? Now, that means that those animals never had children? Now, p'chusa, mibas, gimel, shanim, mikoyolda? Can a mother under 3 years old, a cow, have children? They can't. Vatanya, but we learned in a braisa like this, a Tanana Mishnah. Parva v'chamor, you walk over to a cow, you see a cow, you never saw the cow before, and it gives birth. Or a chamor gives birth. Now I want to know, is this a bachar? Do I have to treat this baby as a bachar? I have no idea, I never met this cow before. I don't know. So a bachar, parva v'chamor, mibas gimel, if it's under 3 years old, and just turned 3 years old, vaday le kohen. It's for sure a kohen. It's for sure a bechor, and you for sure have to give it to a kohen. Why? Because a cow under three can't give birth. So if you know the age of the cow, you know this never gave birth before. This is a bechor. Mikan ve'elech, suffik. More than that, it's a suffik. So how could you tell me that these animals were under 3 years old, and they didn't have children? Of course not. They can't. It doesn't make any sense. It can't be right. Ella machvarta kedeshininan meikara. Therefore, the other answer we gave was better, and it was a rasha. Okay. Then we say it like this: Vayishrena haparos baderech al derech beishemesh. The animals were singing. So My Vishwana wasn't Vishwana. I'm Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Meir, Sham Shira. They said Shira. What Shira did they say? Ozzy Ashir. Animal spoke yet. Rav Zutra, Braid of Tuvi Amr, Shishishru, Pneum, Keneged, Aaron. They turned to the Aaron. Amr Shira. My Shira. What Shira did they say? Amr Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Meir, Ozzy Ashir, Moshe of Neisrael. Brochem Didei Amar, Vamarte Bayomahu, Hodi Lashem Kurubishmo. Rishim Ben Lakish Amar, Mizimra Yasma. They said a zemer, they said a mizmor that's yasom. Like it doesn't have a father. It doesn't have an author. What does that mean? Says Rashi, shlohuzker shem omro. It doesn't say who said it. Says Tosvos, the last Tosvos, pirsha kuntris shlohuzker shem haomer. It doesn't say who said it. The kasha, the problem is, how many mizmarim don't say who said it?
No.
Majority.
Right.
Right, most for kasha. Da kama mizmor yesh kiyotibo, mizmor lusoda, mizmor shir liyom hashabbos. Shalohus kishem omro. Doesn't say who said it. Nira the question is, what does it mean a mizmor that's yasam? Because they have a specific one in mind. It's mizmor shir l'Hashem shir chadash, Tehillim 98. Doesn't say who said it. Most don't say who said it. No, it doesn't say that though. Mizra la David, Mizra la Asaf, Mizra Shilav Nekorach. Many have say who said it. Many don't. So most don't. So what's Rashi say? It doesn't say who said it. No, very few say who said it. So Nero la Farish, Shakar lo Yasma, no, it's called the Yasum, Mishum Shalo Huzkur, Alma Nemar. It doesn't say what it's about. Mizra Shir, Liyom HaShabbos. It's about Shabbos. The Shir, it doesn't say who said it, but it says what it's about. This one doesn't say anything. Doesn't say what it's about. It doesn't say who said it. Right? Kimo mizmor l'soda. Shema farish she'omru nasa ala toda. It's on the toda. Mizmor l'soda. It's about the toda. Doesn't say who said it, but it's about something. V'chein mizmor shil yom ha'shabbos. Afa b'shiyish yoshi b'seisir elyon ashrei ish Hashem melech geos lavesh shelo hitzkral ma nasa. Those also don't say what they're about. It's not, we have many tillim. Doesn't say who said it. And it doesn't say what it's about either. Mikol makom in of behind mizmar, but it doesn't say the word mizmar by those. So here it says mizmar, doesn't say who wrote it, doesn't say what it's about. So that's the mizmar yasam. How many of those are there? Maybe not so many.
How could they say shiva? They weren't part of the maze.
What?
How could they say shiva? They weren't part of the maze.
What, the cows?
Yeah.
What kind of kasha is that? What do you mean? How could they? What do you mean?
How could they say shiva at all? I don't
know. After 120, ask that question. Why did the cow say shiva?
No, I'm saying that there's nothing that.
They said shir about that the Aron Kodesh was taken, and it was returned. What on the cows? Why? Yeah, apparently they walked very far, and they knew exactly where they're going, by themselves. No one driving them. No GPS. They just knew exactly where to go. Mizmor shiru l'Hashem shir chadash kineflos asa shilo imina zroa kacho. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Hashem Melech Yirgzu Amim, Rabbi Shmuel, Bershul Vaynachmeni Omer, Hashem Melech Geirz Lavesh. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha Omer, Runi, Hashita, Hastenufafi, Barov, Haderech, Hamechukeshes. Is this part of the... What? Yeah. Rikme, Zav, Hamahula, Bedvir Armon, Mufarwa, Ba'adei Adayim. Vashni, Masnila, Lahad, Rabbi Yitzchak Ha'ah. He said it, that's about this. What did Bnei Yisrael say when we said Vayibin Zara? Omar Rav Yitzchak, Runi, Hashita. Okay. What? Because this was a special thing. This is a special thing. Okay? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
It was a loose point.